On a cold, blustery day in Dubuque, a giggly 5-year-old named Etta McCarthy was bundled up in pink snow gear at Bunker Hill Golf Course. She says she likes the big, fast hills.
I hate pushing.
All right. Okay, sit down. Hold the string. You ready?
Yeah.
Etta and her dad, Justin, don't usually go sledding here, but a new ordinance severely restricting where they can go just went into effect. And now this is one of only two places where sledding is allowed on city property. If you're caught sledding down restricted hills, you could face a steep trespassing fine. Dubuque resident Jason Wemmer was also out sledding with his kids at Bunker Hill. He's concerned that some kids won't be able to get to one of those two parks.
I think it's a little ridiculous. Like, there are going to be less fortunate kids or parents, you know, they get home from work. That's the last thing they want to do is take their kid to two separate places to go sleigh riding. It's unfortunate that the city has come to this.
The city says it doesn't want to be the Grinch of winter fun, but it has a responsibility to protect taxpayers.
There's a state law that says that municipalities are not liable for accidents that occur on city property that would come from activities like skateboarding or rollerblading or unicycling or kayaking, things like that. But noticeably absent from that list is sledding.
That's City Councilman Kevin Lynch. Dubuque hasn't been sued for a sledding accident, but he points to cases in two other Iowa cities. Sioux City was involved in a nearly $2.8 million lawsuit after a man was paralyzed when he crashed into a stop sign. And in Boone, a young girl slid into a concrete barrier with snow and was awarded $12 million. In states like Wisconsin, Michigan, and Minnesota, large sledding lawsuits haven't prevailed because state recreational immunity laws offer some liability protection. During the past two legislative sessions, Iowa House Republican Chip Baltimore has introduced a bill to add sledding to the list of activities covered under Iowa state code, but it's failed in the democratically controlled Iowa Senate. Baltimore's bill wouldn't have helped Sioux City or Boone because those cities were found negligent. But if passed, cities would be afforded more liability protection than currently exists.
I think we've all fallen off of our sled and twisted an arm or twisted an ankle or something like that. And I think sledding is a great opportunity for kids to get outside in the middle of winter and have some fun. And I can't think of a better place to do that kind of activity than in a city park or a county park or something like that.
Dubuque city officials say that if lawmakers eventually pass that measure, they'll take steps to reverse the ban. Until then, kids like Etta McCarthy will have to find big, fast hills on private property or at one of two city parks.
Wait until I'm ready.
In Dubuque, I'm Lindsay Moon, Iowa Public Radio News.